$2.06 a gallon. That is the average price of a gallon of gas, according to new figures from the government. And if it sounds high to you, you're right on. It is a new record, at least when you don't factor in inflation. And it's up more than 57 cents over the average a year ago. With crude oil at record highs as well, motorists will likely be feeling the pinch for some time to come.
I drive for work, and my company does not reimburse me for my fuel, so it's had an impact on our everyday spending. It's a hit.
Well, I'm not going to turn on the air conditioner, and I'm going to not drive as much.
As I see the number goes up, I budget a lot more. I have like a gas piggy bank now on its own just to save those little pennies for gas. Just have my little gas piggy bank.
Bill Hashire, Leon Leek, and Vanetta Martin, who were paying $2.06 a gallon to fill up in Washington, D.C.
To help try to break down just who's getting slices of that cost per gallon, we turn to Tom Kloza. He's chief oil analyst with the Oil Price Information Service. Thanks for being with us.
Nice to be here.
Let's round this off to an easy number of $2 per gallon, even though it may cost more, and look at who's getting a cut of that. First of all, the producer, the company taking the oil out of the ground. What's that take?
The producer's getting about a dollar a gallon for the raw cost of crude oil in most markets today. And that would be companies like an ExxonMobil, a Royal Dutch Shell, a Chevron, Texaco. Beyond that, the company that refines it, like a Valero, a Premcor, a Sunoco, they're getting an average of about 40 cents a gallon east of the Rockies and perhaps as much as 60 or 70 cents a gallon if they happen to be on the West Coast. Beyond that, there's about 45 cents gallon that goes to taxes and freight, and there's another nickel or 10 cents or perhaps 15 cents in the extreme that's going to the retailer out there.
Now, who's doing better this time around? If you look at the percentage breakdown of who's getting how much out of that $2 a gallon, who's doing better this year, say, than they would have been a year ago?
The refiners are doing much better. They're doing two or three times as well as they did last year. The producers are probably getting anywhere from 20 cents a gallon, 30 cents a gallon more than they were. So all aspects of the business, from really the wellhead to when it leaves the refinery, are doing very, very well, really at unprecedented levels of prosperity.
And the retailer, the guy who owns the gas station, say?
The retailer is the messenger that's getting blamed for the message. They're seeing only a 5 to 10 cent margin on average when they pump 10 or 20 gallons of gasoline.
You see this explanation for the higher prices this year, that demand is just outpacing supply. Is that because demand is up more than in a typical year, or is something going on the supply side, or is it both?
It is both, but probably the one unexpected component is demand. Demand has been up about 3% year over year for quite a few weeks now. It's almost as though the American public is looking at some of the components of why prices are high, and particularly the Arab oil-producing component, and saying, I'm not going to let what's happening over there inhibit my lifestyle or make me change my behavior so I won't drive as much.
Or is it possible there might just be some sort of delayed reaction, and at a certain point people will say, I'm going to carpool, I'm going to take the bus, this is just too much and I'm not going to pay it.
We haven't seen that to any great extent, and we're not seeing too much leadership from either political party asking anyone to make any sacrifices in a political year. So as of this point, and we're well into the high-price environment of 2004, we have not seen much in the way of sacrifice by motorists pretty much through any demographic you can look at.
Okay, Tom Kloza, thanks very much.
Okay.
Tom Kloza is chief oil analyst with the Oil Price Information Service in Lakewood, New Jersey.